She's going fishing all the time. Maybe going fishing too. All right, it's that time, and I'm guessing if you were a fish, you might have a little bit of a hard time seeing the angler out there. I came by a couple of infeeds that were getting kind of muddy the other day.
Me, oh my.
What'd you find out there? What have you found out there, Leaf?
Well, you know, it seemed like we had, what, about 3 days of pretty steady all the way to torrential downpour.
In places, absolutely torrential, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, I could see it coming, and I kind of knew the weather report was not quite calling the timing right. I saw it coming almost a day earlier, and I tried to warn some folks that were heading out to the mountains, you know, at least to take enough gear just in case I was right. And I think they did, but man, I got an account from one fellow that I'd given some directions on the West Oval and the Oval Lakes area. He said on their way out, it luckily waited till kind of the very end there, Saturday night, Sunday, but he said they walked down a creek in the trail. It's the creek, or the trail was a creek.
Turned into a creek, yeah.
And you could tell, and it took even a little bit longer lag than our usual kind of Mazama to here sort of stall. It took a little longer than that, but boy, once we all saw what came out of that, even the front end of that storm, and then it kept coming, it turned this river brown, like you had seen, and many of the tributaries.
Did you lay off then? Or?
You know, what was funny is I fished as it was kind of coming up, and did great. And then I had some folks that we were planning on just doing a lesson, and I kind of tried to flag them off, and they said, you know what, honestly, I don't really care if we don't catch a lot of fish. We're from Alaska. We catch a lot of fish all the time. And we just really want to learn how to fly fish. And so I said, fine, you know, let's do this. And we did that, and they did a great job, for that matter, of really kind of not being distracted by little slappy fish all the time, which you kind of get as I'm trying to explain stuff, so they could really kind of focus. Yeah, and they were able to get the mechanics of, in this case, nymphing and some dry fly work. And we got a lot done, and they will be able to just totally catch fish now. And I, you know, I kind of honestly feel that way sometimes, that folks need to, I don't know, maybe take a lesson either from someone else before they come to me if they expect a certain amount of success. You know, you kind of have to be honest with yourself and where you're at with your skills. And the more you are, the more you'll be rewarded. I mean, and so that's kind of the thing. And I will totally do lessons, or Sarah totally does lessons even more for us.
But they're kind of two separate things.
Yeah, you kind of need to know that, because it does matter, and there is a difference. And these folks respected that, and we had a great day, and they did a great job. Yeah, long story short, though, I kind of docked in front of my house and was ready to go the next day. And it just, you know, it was so brown that day, though, I had to tell the next day's clients. I couldn't guarantee, even though it had stopped raining, that it was going to be nice at all. I kind of thought it would, but that was what I told them. And so they decided to cancel. And, well, my buddy Chris and I, we had to stop fishing at the 10-hour mark because we could not stop catching fish. The first part of the morning, you know, as this started to clear yesterday, was a little slow, but I think it's because the water's cold now again. And so are the nights, as I'm sure you've noticed. But holy cow. We just had to stop from about, I think it was about 10 or 11, it just started to turn on. And we'd hit certain places where I literally hit like 5 or 6 fish from 18 to 25 inches, something like that, was the biggest in one run in a very tiny space, except for the massive one. But a bunch of them were 18, you know, 19 inches in just one spot in like 20 minutes. I'd caught, you know, 6 or 8 of them. And it would be kind of hit and miss a little bit, but I can feel that the smolt have started to really push out of the system, although I did run into them today. They're kind of down by Met Howe right now. Mind you, that stretch will be closed here within the time a lot of you hear this report, within the next 2 days.
Were these fish you had seen before?
A couple of them, but you're also seeing definitely the adfluvial fish that live down there in the Brewster, Pateras, below Wells area, maybe, pushing up in here.
They come up.
With the tip of the spear of any anadromous fish that they see go by. So you have your adfluvials, which are just a kick in the pants fish that really go down and get fat down in the reservoir down there. So you don't see them all year long. But then yesterday, we definitely ran into, I think, a couple of the biggest fish, at least my buddy Chris's, was definitely resident. It had definitely been there that all summer. I'd seen it a couple times. We had not landed it. My friend Joshua had caught its little sister or whatever. But his fish was, I think, about 22, 23 inches as far as his fish of the day. And holy cow. Today was a little bit slower, though. You know, it's just we've got this cold weather system coming. Mm-hmm. I would bet we're going to get a little more rain, probably a little bit of the same kind of thing, maybe a little bit mellower version, though hopefully not quite as dramatic.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
I would expect to see good fishing on, kind of the front and back end, maybe challenging fishing in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But it should be just great fishing on into the end of this month. Unfortunately, you know, the Met House closes at the end of September and will not open again until December 1st.
Take note.
So that's something to keep in mind. I'm still booking maybe a couple trips. Give me a call or email me as far as that goes. But tomorrow, heading over the hill with my girlfriend, my fishing girlfriend, Sarah, we are going to... do some fishing on the Skagg.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The
what's going on over there?
The coho season is open. Oh. So we're hoping to get into a few of those. Last year, I got into a few of those gray submarines as they came snorkeling on by me, and it was a lot of fun. You know, like I've been saying, I'm kind of starting to get that down. This may be a little mm-hmm. reconnaissance for a few trips that I may do in October, just kind of see how things are looking. Mm-hmm. I'm also checking out Airbnbs, you know, for my mm-hmm. clients and I, just kind of places to land, stuff right. like that. And for my young son Finley and I, I'm definitely going back over in that first week of October to lick my wounds on the Skagit, and hopefully the pink season may open by then mm-hmm. if I'm lucky and I can mm-hmm. get my little fisherman into some of those, because cool. it's just a lot of fun. That's a lot easier for kids to get into. It's almost every cast when you're on them.
That's where my grandpa started me with pinks. Yeah,
gotta love it.
Yep.
So there may be a few more opportunities for y'all to get out into the high country, but pay very close attention to the weather forecast. Hopefully we could look for in a week or two, maybe a little late Indian summer-ish kind of kiss of warm weather.
I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anybody needs any fishing tips or would like to book a trip, they can always get a hold of me, but don't let me put the carriage in front of the horse. Thank you to the folks at North 40 Fly Shop for being generous and kind sponsors of this fishing reports, as well as the folks over there at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham. You can get a hold of them both online and check out all their fantabulous gear and get it sent right to your door. But as for now, you can get a hold of me at flyfishersproshop.com for the blog or fishing report, and you can send me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can give me a call at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. Keep warm and get that fish right on, baby.
Bet your life your sweet wife gonna catch more fish than you. Little fish bites, if you got a good day, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my light, I'm gonna fish it. The mama gonna fish it and the baby gonna fish it too.